Hi, everyone. I'm Scotty Iseri, and this is the Imagine Neighborhood. This week on the show, me, Vacula, and Alakazambra are doing a little community cleanup. We're going to meet another wizard from Alakazambra's past, enjoy some spontaneous opera, talk a little bit about how to appreciate differences in others' identities, and we might just make a new neighbor along the way. Keep listening. It's going to be a wild ride today on the Imagine Neighborhood. Sometimes the Imagine Neighborhood gets some unusual weather. You might remember one Blurg's Day when it was raining rubber chickens, or that time Macho Supreme accidentally summoned a worry cane. Well, last night we had ourselves a bit of a snowstorm, except instead of snow, the entire neighborhood got covered in rainbow sherbet. It was a sherbet storm. A sure Easter. A sure burst. A sure burst. Anyway, it happens every once in a while, and when it does, Vacula and I like to help out the neighborhood by cleaning it up.
Oh, that's right. My winter attachments are perfect for sucking up frozen desserts. But usually it takes a while because, you know how, when you eat ice cream and sherbet too fast.
Brain freeze?
Holy wowzers, brain freeze! Lucky for us, this time I was able to ask my new friend to help us out.
Take heed, icy blanket of colorful sweetness. You may think you have conquered the streets and sidewalks of the Imagine Neighborhood, but I, Alakazambra Taisha Morganis, mistress of the elements, shall see you cleaned and collected.
Oh, wow. Is that some sort of magical ice cream scoop?
This is the mystical silver implement wielded by King Arthur himself during the dessert courses of the Round Table. Behold, Excalibur!
Yes, it's a magical ice cream scoop.
That's amazing! Oh, but where are you going to put it?
I put it all into this.
A single sugar cone?
This is no ordinary sugar cone, Vac.
This is the Cone of Plenty! Behold as my ginormous mound of sherbet falls deep into its endless chasm!
Oh.
It's bigger on the inside.
Alakazambra, I want to say thank you for helping me out today.
That's my pleasure, Vac. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor. And I'm touched that you've been so welcoming to me. I'm glad that we've become friends ever since
Since you chased me across the world for centuries trying to steal my fangs?
Yes, that. Since that.
It is pretty neat how the two of you managed to move past all that.
Right? Who knew that two people with identities as different as a wizard and a robot vampire could end up as buddies?
And even though Vacula and I have different backgrounds, we've also learned we have so much in common. We like a lot of the same shows.
Oh, we both like doing crossword puzzles.
And we both enjoy...
Flutafisk!
What is Flutafisk?
You've never heard of Flutafisk? Vacula, you've never told Scotty about Flutafisk?
Oh man, it's amazing! It's a snack that Alakazambra and I both tried when she was chasing me through the towns and village of vaguely Scandinavia.
It gives you opera voice!
It gives you what?
Look, I'll just go get the jar from inside. I'll be right back!
Like, you're saying you eat it and your voice becomes...
Wait a second. Do you hear something?
I do. It sounds like... It can't be. Why? That hasn't been heard in these parts since... Oh, never mind. That's not what I thought it was.
Behold, it is me, Preston Changeo Jr., apprentice sorcerer of the fourth level. I seek the great smiter of evil, the destroyer of the crystal shadows, Alakazambra Taisha Morganis!
Preston. Great shades of Gandalf. Is that really Lil Preston?
Alakazambra?
Look at you all grown up. Did I hear correctly just now? Did you say you're an apprentice sorcerer of the fourth level?
Sure am. That's why I'm here. It's time for me to pick a magical mentor, and I'd be honored if it would be you. Here, take a look at my scores from last semester.
A 16 in strength, very good. 15 in dexterity, 14 in charisma, 18 in intelligence. That's excellent. Only a 10 in wisdom, though.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'll bet old Preston Sr. is so proud of you. And what's that you're wearing around your neck?
These are the 20-sided gemstones of Gigax.
But that's a very advanced magical artifact. They're letting you have that at the fourth level already?
Well, no, I just took these.
Preston, you shouldn't use those without proper training. They're very unpredictable.
What's the big deal? I'm ready for them. Check this out. Levitate!
Was something supposed to levitate?
That should have worked. Don't worry. Let me try again.
No, that's enough for now. Why don't you just put those away and we'll talk about what to do with them later. Oh, hey, where are my manners? I should introduce you to Scotty. Scotty? 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 Scotty?
Who are you talking to? Oh, look, an everything bagel.
Oh, Shazbot. Scotty's been turned into a bagel again. Hold on. Let me do this.
Why does that keep happening to me?
Sorry about that, Scotty. This is Preston Changeo Jr. Preston, meet Scotty. He's my friend from here in the Imagine neighborhood.
Oh, so that's where we are. I saw all of the gelato and I thought I was in the wrong place for a second.
It's Rainbow Sherbet. We don't get gelato storms around here. That would just be silly.
Preston is here so I can be his magical mentor.
Well, who else was I going to pick but Alakazamber Taisha Morganis, the spellcaster supreme, the expert of the arcane, the...
Oh, stop, please. I'm just kidding. Go on.
the wizard who finally defeated Count Vacula.
Oh, wait, I did what?
Oh, sure, we all heard how the great Alakazamber captured the angry Count Vacula and obtained the fangs of the vampire!
Wait, I didn't say that I captured...
And then she was able to at last destroy the Crystal of Shadows because only the great Alakazamber could be the vanquisher of the vampire! That is why I have come here, to learn from the very best.
Well, yes, I did some of that, but I thought I was clear in my message. I didn't trap Vacula. I...
Hey, guys, sorry. This cat of Frutifisk was buried way in the back. I couldn't find it.
The vampire Count Vacula! He has escaped somehow!
No! No, wait!
Wait, what now?
Preston!
Never fear! I, Preston Changeo Jr., apprentice wizard of the fourth level, will vanquish and contain this vicious fiend! Thunderbolt! Oh, missed.
Yeah, you missed. Are you okay?
Stop using that gemstone, Preston!
It's fine. I've got this. Get back here, Thunderbolt! Get over here! Thunderbolt!
Cease this unwarranted pursuit! Lush up in your nonsense!
Why did you stop me?
Because I'm trying to tell you, Preston, I didn't capture Count Vacula. Vacula is my friend.
But you acquired his fangs.
Because he gave them to me.
They grow back, see?
They're so sharp and scary. Alakazamber, I don't get it. Friends? As in friendly friends or as in eternal enemy friends?
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
We're friends, Preston. We enjoy spending time together. We help each other out.
We share our Flutifisk.
Oh, right. Here, let me have one of those.
All right, count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, opera voice. I get it now.
Wicked monster magic.
Huh? No, it's mostly dried fish.
This can't be. The great Alakazamber is a... friend of the vampire? Wizards and vampires are not allowed to be friends.
Really? Who says that?
Everybody says that. Wizards and vampires are sworn and mortal foes.
We don't have to be.
Yes, you do. Wizards do battle with monsters. It's like one of the five most important things about being a wizard. Do you not want to be a wizard anymore?
Listen to me, Preston. Alakaz Amber Taisha Morganis is still the greatest wizard who ever lived. And she is still very proud of that. Being a wizard is central to my identity. But that identity doesn't have to be just about battling monsters. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course I know that.
Good.
Sometimes it's about sneaking up on monsters.
No!
Or tricking monsters into traps.
Preston!
And delivering three-hour presentations at the South by South Wizard Festival about how to sneak up on and trick monsters into traps!
Merlin, give me strength!
Maybe I can help.
Who are you again?
I'm Scotty, former Bagel. I live with Vacula.
I see. Then you are the roommate of the vampire!
Yep, that's me. I think what Alakaz Amber is trying to help you understand is that having a certain identity doesn't always mean you have to think or act in one certain way.
That's exactly right! It's true that sometimes wizards do battle monsters, but we can do other things too. We search for magical artifacts, or experiment with new potions, or help our neighbors by cleaning up after a storm of rainbow sherbet.
And they can even be friends with robot vampires.
Preston, you've been severely misinformed about monsters and wizards. We can be friends with whoever we want.
You totally can. Being friends isn't about where you come from, what language you speak, the color of your skin, or anything like that. Friendship is about having something in common. Actually, there's a great song that's all about this. This is a song called That's What Friends Are For, sung by Dionne Warwick and her friends. And it's a great song about friendship, but more importantly, it's got some really great singers in it who all have different identities. You have Dionne Warwick and Gladys Knight, who are both black women, and Elton John, who's a white gay man, and Stevie Wonder, who's a blind black man. And they're all singing about friendship. And it's a song written by Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer Sager, who are both white and Jewish. All different people with different identities. But they all came together to make this really cool song. And then if you can remember. Hey, listeners, I'll bet you've got some friends who have a different identity than you. Maybe you speak a different language at home, or maybe you have different religions, or your families come from different places in the world. But the things that make you friends are different. Maybe you both love Brian Blocks, or you both love making up funny songs about farts. What are some ways that you and your friends are really different? And what brings you together anyway? This is also something you can ask your grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, what about your friends? Do you have different identities than some of your friends? And what are the things about your friendship that are actually important? While you talk it over,
let's take... No! None of this is right! I refuse! Something's happened to you, Alakaz Amber! Aha! I know! The vampire has hypnotized you, hasn't he? Hasn't he?
What? No!
Do not fear. I will subdue the monster and make him release you from his terrible clutches. Monster trap!
Preston, don't you use that gemstone to...
Uh-oh!
Oh, no. Hey, listeners, take a break. Preston seems to have...
Oh! I turned all the sherbet into a giant monster!
Ah! Exactly. See you in a minute. Always count on me. For sure. That's what friends are for. Hi, everybody. I just had one quick thing to say before we get back to the show. The Imagine Neighborhood is lucky that we don't have advertisements in our show so far, but we did get some amazing support from the Allstate Foundation, so this is a shout-out to them. The Allstate Foundation works to empower youth to reach their full potential and build the just, equitable, and healthy world we all deserve. Their work aligns with our work here on the show in a lot of ways, and so we are so glad for their support. Grown-ups, to learn more, visit allstatefoundation.org. Thanks, Allstate Foundation. Okay, back to the show. Hi, listeners. So, the good news is that all of the rainbow sherbet that was on the ground has been completely cleaned up. The less good news is that whatever spell Preston did made all the sherbet sort of ball up into, I guess you'd call it an abominable sherbeast?
Sorry!
It's dripping everywhere! So sticky!
Don't worry! I can fix this! Ahem! Sherbeast! You shall not pass!
Hey, I don't think I heard you.
Alakazambra! We have to do something quickly! Here, I can help.
Whoa. Hold it a moment, fourth level.
But it's going to destroy the neighborhood. It's going to destroy your neighborhood.
We don't know it's gonna do that.
But it's a monster. Look at it.
Didn't you hear anything Scotty and I were trying to tell you a few minutes ago?
Of course not. I was too busy thinking you were hypnotized by a vampire and accidentally summoning a sherbeast.
Ugh. Just because it's a monster doesn't mean it intends to do harm. Vacula! You speak a lot of different languages, right? Do you understand what it's saying?
Well, I don't exactly speak sherbeast, but it does sound a little like Nutcracken, so let me just listen for a minute. Okay. Oh, wow.
What's it saying, vampire?
Well, it sounds confused. A little lonely. Oh, and a little scared.
Oh, poor baby. That's so sad.
Poor baby?
Usually when I meet somebody who's feeling confused or scared, I might try to talk to them and help them feel more at ease. But I don't know how to do that with a 3-story tall sherbeast.
We could give it someplace safe to rest for a moment.
That's a great idea, but wherever are we going to find a place like that?
Scotty, you seem to be forgetting that I can do magic.
I didn't forget, I just didn't want to be a bagel again.
Are there any places nearby where we could set down a home for the sherbeast?
Well, there's a lot of open area near Lava Avenue.
But we probably shouldn't. Because
you're right.
Ice cream,
yeah,
lava. That would be bad.
You know what? There's some space right behind Scotty's house. Remember where we decided not to put the tennis court?
Oh, right, because we don't play tennis.
Because we're terrible at tennis.
That's a perfect place to put the home for the sherbeast.
Here, Scotty, take the cone of plenty and go put it upside down on the ground behind your house.
Sure thing.
Vacula, can you get the sherbeast to come back this way?
Roger, Dodger!
I get it, and this is how you trap it.
I'm gonna need you to stand back and pay attention, Preston.
I am a senior and you're a senior!
It's working! This is a very big sugar cone now!
Wow, it's big! Possibly even too big. Okay, you can stop making it grow. Alakazambra, please stop growing the sugar cone. Alakazambra!
It's coming over. And it says thank you.
And now let's give it a door!
Banya binya banya bon! Bon shot bon door!
Alakazambra, that was outstanding!
Really, really great.
I don't get any of this. So, you're just going to let it live in your backyard?
Of course.
Why wouldn't we?
New neighbor!
Yay!
Everything I've ever been taught about monsters says that they seek to destroy and do evil. But just now, I watched the nefarious vampire Count Vacula help the sherbeast manage its feelings?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm getting really good at managing big feelings. I learned a lot about that from my friend Scotty.
And I learned from Alakazambra how to think about all kinds of solutions to problems, even magical ones.
And I learned from Count Vacula that instead of jumping to conclusions about monsters, I should take a moment to listen and discover what they're actually like. That's how I found out that wizards and monsters can be friends.
Really good friends, too. High five!
Come on!
You see, what we each love about this imagined neighborhood of ours is that it's a place where we can hear perspectives from all different kinds of people and then grow based on what we learn from them. In this community, we have wizards and robot vampires, princess dinosaurs, rockstar space marines, fire pirates.
And even boring humans like Scotty.
Yes, even boring humans like me. Hey, wait a minute.
And now we also have a Sherbeast.
See? The Imagine Neighborhood is what we call a diverse community, because we believe that diversity is valuable to everyone living here.
Preston, I used to think exactly the same as you about wizards and monsters, because the only people I used to talk to were other wizards. It's important to spend time with people who aren't exactly the same as you. It's good for you as a person, and it's good for your whole community.
And in fact, one way you can think about it is like a piece of music. Here, let me try some of that flutefisk.
Sure, here you go.
Thanks. Okay, see, on my own, I might be able to make this sound.
Oh, I get it. But when there are two of us...
And when there are three of us...
You see how our different voices combined to make something beautiful?
So, I think I'm starting to understand.
Good! I'm glad to hear that.
What you're saying is that instead of going out in search of monsters to battle and trap them...
Right?
We should go out in search of monsters, trap them, and make them be our friends!
That's a little better, but still not right. We'll work on it. And Vacula, you're so great at being kind and inviting. Would you be willing to help us?
Oh, sure. Wow. That means you're going to be staying for a while, right, Preston?
I guess so.
Two new neighbors! Yay!
Then that means I'm going to be the neighbor of the vampire!
You're going to have to show us how you do that.
Great! Well, Preston, before we get started, there's something you have to do to show us you're ready to be part of our neighborhood.
What? What is it?
You have to try some flutefisk!
Oh, neat. Oh, solemn mio,
thunderbolt and vampires, be my tonight.
Listeners, it looks like it's been a really eventful day in the Imagine neighborhood. I'm so happy you were here to share it with us, and we're going to sing a few arias to welcome our new neighbors. But before that, I'd like to ask you about your community. What do you love most about the friends who have different identities than you? How do you welcome in new members of your community? Oh, maybe have a talk with your grown-up about the diversity of your own neighborhood and how that's made your community stronger. And while you do that, I'm going to do the credits. The Imagine Neighborhood is aligned with the award-winning social-emotional learning curriculum Second Step, produced by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, Committee for Children has worked toward helping everyone grow kinder. The show is also supported by a generous grant from the Allstate Foundation. The Allstate Foundation works to empower youth to reach their full potential and build the just, equitable, and healthy world we all deserve. To learn more, visit allstatefoundation.org. Mia Dosis is our executive producer, Mikal Richardson, our story editor, and sound design by Mr. Music Man, Lindsay Jones, and special, special guest star, Mr. Tom Lank. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. For more information about the show, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. Grownups, you can learn more about the research behind every episode, or get in touch, let us know what you think. And hey, while you're there at imagineneighborhood.org, send me a note. Let me know. How were you kind today?
Okay, Preston, say it like this. You shall not pass!
You shall not pass!
Nope. No, like this. You shall not pass. Bigger, you.
You shall not pass.
Almost. Let's do that again. Come on. Ready? Let's do this again. Ready? Come on. All three. One, two, big one.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass. Who? Magic, you shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Okay, we're gonna keep working on that.
Was that it?
Did I do it?
Go on, get your soda, baby. Go on.